The nation of Israel was God's chosen people in the Old Testament. And as you read your Old Testament, you're going to find that time and time again, Israel sinned against God and God punished them. Oftentimes, God would punish Israel by bringing a foreign army upon them to conquer them. And this took place over a period of about 1,500 years. Now, when Jesus comes to the earth then, God has already been long-suffering with the nation of Israel for many, many years. Many times he spared them. But when Jesus comes to the earth and the Jews reject Jesus, God's final offer, so to speak, to the Jewish nation, then God was through with the Jewish nation and he cast them off from being his people. And when God cast them off from being his people, he also brought Jerusalem to its fall. And so what we find in the New Testament is that Jesus Christ and the apostles, but especially Jesus, foretells the fall of Jerusalem. And as we look at Jesus talking about the fall of Jerusalem, we have to keep in mind that he's not talking about the end of time. It's very easy to get these two things mixed up, and we want to make sure that we keep them separate. And so in Matthew chapter 24, as this chapter begins, we find that Jesus says that the temple is going to be destroyed. And then his disciples want to know when that's going to happen. And they want to know what kind of signs will lead up to it and indicate that Jerusalem is about to fall. And Jesus then explains to them the indications, the signs as to when this is going to take place. He said that there would come false Christs. He said, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. He said there will be earthquakes. There will be all kinds of natural disasters and calamities of all kinds. He said that people will turn against each other and betray each other. He said, you disciples are going to be persecuted. And then he goes on, beginning in verse 14, and this is where we pick up today, to give another sign. He said, another indication that the end of Jerusalem is at hand or near. In verse 14 is this. He said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Now again, the end here is not the end of the world. It's not the end of time. This is the end of Jerusalem. This is the end of, as many people call it, the Jewish economy, the Jewish political state as they knew it. Because when this war comes, Jerusalem is going to be annihilated, and the nation is not going to be what it once was. That's the end that Jesus is talking about. Now, what does he say is going to take place before that end? Well, he says that the gospel is going to be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Did that happen before the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70? It sure did, and the Bible records it. In Colossians 1, verse 23, Paul said that the gospel had been preached to every creature under heaven. And so verse 14 is not about something that is going to take place in our generation, in our lifetime. Verse 14 is about something that happened almost 2,000 years ago. But if there's one verse in this section that makes it especially clear that Jesus is not talking about the end of time, it must be verses 15 and 16. In all of this section where Jesus is talking about false Christs, wars and rumors of wars, natural disasters, persecution, and the gospel being preached in all the world, in verse 15, he gives an indication of the end that was near, the end of Jerusalem as they had seen it and known it. In verse 15 of Matthew 24, Jesus said, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Now we're going to stop there, and we're going to let these words sink in first of all. Before we even talk about what the abomination of desolation means, I want us to notice that in verse 15, that Jesus said, when you see this, what are you to do? He's talking to the disciples now, and the disciples obviously would warn other Christians later. What did Jesus tell the early Christians to do when they saw the abomination of desolation? He says in verse 16 that them which were in Judea were to flee. They were to run, they were to get out, and they were to flee to the mountains. That cannot be the end of time. When Jesus comes again, he doesn't tell people to flee to the mountains. It wouldn't do any good to run to the mountains when Jesus comes again. This cannot be the end of time. This cannot be the judgment day. This must be talking about some kind of earthly calamity, and it is. It is about the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70. Now, let's look at the question then, what is this, or what was this, abomination of desolation? Well, an abomination is something that is abhorrent to God. It's something that is sickening, disgusting, or detestable to God Almighty. The word desolation means annihilation. It means destruction. And we don't have to guess about what Jesus is referring to here because he tells us. He said that Daniel the prophet wrote about this. So, if we're going to understand what this abomination of desolation was, we'll have to turn back to the book of Daniel. And that's what we want to do right now. Let's turn back in our Bible to Daniel chapter 9. The book of Daniel, chapter 9, and we're going to begin in verse 24. Here's where an angel of God talked to Daniel about the future of the Israelite nation, the Jewish people. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, the angel said, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Now, we don't have time to go into the 70 weeks here. Let me just say that I believe that he's talking about a full and complete measure of time. In other words, that the time was ripe, so to speak, for the Jewish nation to receive what it was due, that is, the punishment of God. But at any rate, what he says here in verse 24 is that 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. Now, who are thy people? Well, that would refer to the Jewish people. So we know who this is about. This is about the Jewish people, thy people, and upon thy holy city. What was the holy city of the Jewish people? It was Jerusalem. Now, remember, in Matthew 24, verse 15, Jesus said, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. The holy place there being the holy city, the city that God had selected. And Daniel is told that 70 weeks are determined upon your people and upon the holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins. Now, what does it mean to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins? That simply means that God is going to pay Israel for her sins. That means that God is going to punish this nation for their transgressions. Notice next what Daniel is told in verse 26 and 27. And again, we're not going to have time to go into the weeks here and the numbers that are given. What I want you to notice is that it's absolutely clear what he's talking about when he mentions this abomination of desolation. Listen to verse 26. This is the angel talking to Daniel. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. So the Bible here is prophesying of the destruction of the city. What city? The holy city, Jerusalem. They're going to destroy the city and the sanctuary. What sanctuary? That's the temple. Remember that Jesus said, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And he was talking about the temple. This is then the prophecy of the destruction of Jerusalem in the book of Daniel. And the people of the prince that shall come refers to the Romans, the Roman army, sent by the prince of those people, which means the emperor himself. And he said, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, unto the end of the war desolations are determined. There is going to be a great war, a great battle, And the city, the holy city of Jerusalem, is going to be destroyed along with the temple. So it's definitely war, because he says the war will bring these desolations. And in verse 27 of Daniel 9, the Bible says, "And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease." Now, what kind of sacrifices does he refer to here? Well, he's talking about the sacrifices, the offerings at the temple. They're going to cease. Now, how would that happen? Because the Romans will come in and destroy the temple, the altar, and everything associated with it. And he goes on to say, "And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate." Now, that is what Jesus is talking about in Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, when he said that Daniel talked about the abomination of desolation. Now, Daniel had written those words over 500 years before Jesus cites them here in Matthew 24, verse 15. So the abomination of desolation had not happened when Jesus said these words. That passage in Daniel had not been fulfilled yet. Jesus said it's yet to be fulfilled, but it's going to be fulfilled in this generation, in the first century. And he says in verse 15 that when you see that abomination of desolation that Daniel was talking about, and you see its presence in the area of Jerusalem, then what did he say to do? He said in verse 16, "Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains." Now this refers to the Roman army. This refers to the Roman army encircling the city of Jerusalem and preparing to attack. And later in Luke chapter 21, the Bible is going to make it even clearer that this is an army that is talked about here. This abomination of desolation is the Roman army, but we'll get to that later. For now, remember that this is the Roman army, and at first they were led by a man named Vespasian. Now, Vespasian already had his orders to attack and to destroy Jerusalem. And so he brings thousands of Roman troops to the city of Jerusalem. They surround that area, and they're prepared to attack. Now, just picture in your mind what it would be like to see the city of Jerusalem surrounded by the presence of this mighty Roman army. That had to be an intimidating sight. But before they could attack, Vespasian received some news. It was the news that the emperor, Nero, was dead. So the attack was called off, and Vespasian and his men went back to Rome. Now, that answers a question. And that is that if there were Christians inside the city of Jerusalem, and they saw those Roman armies outside of Jerusalem, how could they get out? How could they flee to the mountains like Jesus had said? It's because the Roman army pulled back. And that opened the door for the Christians inside of Jerusalem to get out, just like Jesus had warned. Now, remember that Jesus had warned about this almost 40 years before it happened. So this shows that God took care of the Christian people. God provided a way of escape for his people. But for the unbelievers that stayed inside of Jerusalem, there was nothing but suffering. And as a matter of fact, Jesus is going to go on and say in this chapter that it was the worst suffering that the world had ever known and will ever know. What Jesus says in these verses was true, and there are many great lessons in this section of Scripture, but it's not about the end of time.